I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. It was a dramatic final day of Nevada's special legislative session. Lawmakers concluded about 10 last night after meeting in Carson City for 7 days straight and rejecting a key measure in the governor's proclamation. I'm joined by KUNR state government reporter Lucia Starbuck to explain what took place in the final marathon lap. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Lucia, let's start with the beginning of the day. There was a bipartisan effort to put housing on the agenda before the end of the special session. What did lawmakers do exactly?
Yeah, two Northern Nevada Republicans, Senator Ira Hansen and Assemblymember Alexis Hansen, they're married, joined Democrats to issue a petition to introduce a new bill to limit the total number of units that all corporate investors can buy to 1,000. This wasn't a topic in the governor's proclamation, so lawmakers had to do it this way. Corporate investors own about 1 in 5 homes in Las Vegas, according to Redfin, and just makes it extremely difficult for your average Nevadan to compete with them to buy a home. It was passed unanimously among senators present, but it failed in the assembly. Republicans raised issues such as, could this harm businesses, especially mom-and-pop shops?
And that's not the only legislation that failed in those final moments. That bill to expand transferable film tax credits breaks to a whopping $1.8 billion. That also failed, right?
Yes, we heard passionate speeches from senators on both sides of the aisle last night. This was the most anticipated vote of the session. Calls were being made. There was arm twisting. A lawmaker was phoned in to vote remotely. Supporters spoke about job creation and diversifying the economy. And opposition said they just can't support the policy and questioned how Nevada could justify that amount of money for film tax breaks instead of education or infrastructure. This was one of the main reasons Republican Governor Joe Lombardo called the special session, and it failed.
Well, Lombardo did get one key measure passed, the crime bill. So what was included in that?
That's an incredibly wide-ranging bill that increases punishment for a number of things: online stalking, domestic violence, DUI, repeat offenders, trespassing, so-called smash-and-grab crimes, attacking hospitality workers, and crimes on the Las Vegas Strip. An amendment prohibits law enforcement from entering schools without a warrant, and that detention facilities in the state must maintain and make publicly available a list of the people being held. But advocates this session called for even stronger immigrant protections, such as no immigrant enforcement officials entering daycares, hospitals, and places of worship without a warrant, and legislature approval to expand detention facilities. Those were not included in the governor's crime bill.
And the Democratic-controlled Senate did have one final trick up their sleeve, introducing a resolution at the very last minute, and it was related to elections. What happened with that one?
Yes, after the bill to expand film tax credits died and the corporate landlord cap bill died, the Senate introduced a resolution to enshrine mail-in ballots in the state constitution. It doesn't require the governor's signature, and the legislature will need to approve it next session, then it'll go to the voters. Lombardo issued a very short statement after Sine died that applauded the passage of safer streets, the cash assistance fund if SNAP were to be disrupted again, expanded healthcare access through a workforce grant program, and cybersecurity reform after the recent statewide hack. He did not mention the film tax bill failing or the election-related measure.
Wow, thank you so much for breaking that all down for us, Lucia.
Yeah, thank you so much, Michelle.
I hope you get a little bit of a break, but of course we've got Purple Politics Nevada coming up tomorrow. So I look forward to hearing how you can recap everything.
Yes, tune in at 7:30 a.m.